Welcome and good day. I'm Maria Cristalli, and I serve as President and CEO of Hillside and the host of the Hillside podcast series, Conversations with the CEO. I'd like to welcome Mariama McLean. She is the manager of core programming for Hillside Work Scholarship Connection in Syracuse, New York, and she is celebrating 10 years of service to our organization. And also joined is Najwa Dennis. She is the manager of core operations, celebrating 15 years of service on the team here at Hillside Work Scholarship Connection, Syracuse. Welcome, Mariama. Welcome, Najwa. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Every day is a good day when we talk about Hillside Work Scholarship Connection. And our theme today is graduation, college, and career. We're serving in Syracuse approximately 1,100 students in the Syracuse City School District. Syracuse City School District has been an awesome partner of this program. So I'd like to start by talking about our youth advocates. They are key. The key ingredient to the success of our students. Najwa, I was wondering if you can start by talking about what our youth advocates do.
So our youth advocates are, we say, like a aunt, a cousin, a teacher, a counselor, just somebody there for our students. And I think they're great because they're inside the school with the students right in the building. So, you know, any other time there's a program that you have to see them after school, or you have to, you know, have the parent involved right there, but they're on the spot. So what they do is they go out in the hallways, find the students, make sure that they're there, calling them and checking on them, letting them know about all the opportunities that they have for us, for the students, whether it's after school, during school, talking to them about their grades, also employment opportunities and things like that. So I feel like they're the core people that we have here at Hillside to help with our students.
How many students on average does a youth advocate work with at any given time?
So they're supposed to have 35 students on their caseload, but sometimes we'll have 36, 37, which is great. It is very difficult to manage, but our youth advocates do it. They try to make sure that they balance that time to see all their students at least once a week, but they always see them more.
Mariama, do you want to add anything about our youth advocates?
Yes. Also, just they're such a great support system. Parents really utilize them because they're in the building. If a parent can't attend a meeting, a lot of times they will ask the advocate if they can go to represent, take notes, and just advocate for the student. But also, if a student is going through something, they have access to that advocate right there. You'll see students who come in, even if it's just to help get a reset or want to practice how to even speak to their teacher about something. So it's really helping them and teaching them how to navigate high school or middle school, depending on which school they're in, and really just making sure that they know that Hillside cares and they're right there for them.
You know, it's so critically important. When we think about Hillside Work Scholarship Connection, our program being a proven model to help students stay on track for graduation and go on to do wonderful things in communities everywhere, not only in New York State, but nationally. We think about our outcomes, and for folks listening, they have been extraordinary for years. But just to mention, the class of 2021 here in Syracuse, 90% of the students graduated that were enrolled in the programs, 96% that were retained, and 99% that were employed and certified. Our Youth Employment Training Academy. We're going to tell you what that is in a few minutes. Extraordinary outcomes. The fundamental core of what we're doing, we're going to describe the core model, but that relationship that Mariama and Najwa talked about with the youth advocate and the student is critically important, and we know through our data analytics drives those graduation outcomes. Najwa, I wonder if you could start by explaining a little bit about our core model, the components of the model, and what's so critical to the success of the students.
So when we choose our students to be in the program, you know, it's usually a referral or a student that just sees what we do and say, I want to be in the program. And that's because we do great work. So we want to make sure that they have helped them with their academics, make sure they have a positive attitude, and helping them with their attendance. So sometimes they might fall a little short and, you know, need that extra push, and that's what we're there for. So we're inside of the building to help them get there, whether speaking with the teachers for after-school programming to get them that extra push, helping them with homework here over at the Phoenix Center so that they can get that extra work done as well, and giving them a pathway to say, hey, what can you do to get there. So we're going to show you about colleges and take you on a tour. We'll show you about the military and have people come in and speak to you. We'll talk to you about the Say Yes program and On Point. We'll help you with college and career and things like that. And also, again, our Youth Employment Training Academy to help you with working. So all those things will help you be sound to where you need to be a great person in the community and in the world. So when we choose those students and help them to stay on that path, that is something that helps them to get to where they need to be. So maybe they might have a tough day. So how do you have a positive attitude? Maybe you're having trouble at work or at school as well. So what do we need to do to help you with that situation? Why have you been late? Okay, well, you've been getting up late because you're helping out with extra responsibilities. So how can we help you? Let's let your teacher know and let's talk to your mom so that we can help you get on that straight and narrow so that you can do well. So I believe that our core model, we use those steps and those keys to help them to get on a path to whether it might be a career, whether it be college, or something that will help them to be a great asset to the community.
Wow, that is really terrific. And just for me to add for our audience here, this core model is consistent throughout our regions in New York State and Prince George's County, Maryland. It is a consistent model that we've studied and improved over time using research and data. So very important for our continued commitment to continuous quality improvement. I wonder, Mariama, if we could talk a little bit about our Youth Employment Training Academy and what that accomplishes for our students. And maybe we should start with, when does a student qualify for going through the academy?
Yes, sure. So in order to be in Youth Employment Training Academy, students have to at least have been in high school for 6 months. We want to make sure that you understand the commitment you are making for your academics. So we want you to be able to have navigated high school for at least 6 months or been in the program for at least 6 months if they're new and they're not a freshman, maybe a sophomore. Also, you have to have what's called AAA, and those A's stand for academics, attendance, and attitude. And what that means is we want to make sure that you're passing your core classes, that you are also passing your electives. You at least have to have a 70 in your core classes for you to have that first A. For attendance, you have to have about 93% attendance. We want to make sure you're showing up for school. That will also dictate if you show up for work and making sure that you can prioritize and go where you're supposed to be. And then that last A, attitude, that's making sure that you are ready for navigating a job, being able to stay out of trouble at school, being able to really show that you're serious about whether it's in school or at work. So it's really about knowing that you're not getting an in-school suspension and things like that, that you're able to navigate. And if conflict arises, you're able to work through that just like you would have to with a customer.
You know, terrific skills that all professionals could benefit from when we think about the soft skills and the training that are part of that 25-hour curriculum.
Yes.
Critically important. Do you want to mention some information about some of our employment partners that we work with so that our students can have that employment experience?
Yes. So once you do our Youth Employment Training Academy, you will learn in that about how to communicate with a coworker, with a customer, with a supervisor. You also learn interview skills. We do mock interviews. We help you to know how to dress for work. They learn a lot of the soft skills and just the importance of how to talk to a a supervisor compared to maybe a friend, understanding that you're going to want to be more professional at work and helping students to understand the skill sets that will help them succeed. And once they complete that training, they do get an interview. Some of our employment partners are Wegmans, Burger King. We also have some students working at Tops. We're working with Delta Sonic. And we had a student that was doing Bed Bath & Beyond.
Now I think it's a wonderful opportunity to open the mic to both of you to share some special stories about our students, either the students that we're currently serving or the alumni that have gone on to either college, career, or both and are doing terrific things in the community.
Yes, well, I think one of the things that we love is when a former Hillside Work Scholarship Connection student comes back to work for us. We do have a few students, or I should say graduates, who went on to college, and once they received their degree, they came back to become a youth advocate for the next group of students. And that's always, I think, what gives us the biggest smile to see those students. That is one of our big success stories, yes. And Naj can definitely talk about that because some of them were her former students. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So recently, you know what? She might have been here. It'd be, I think, 4 years now. So Shantavia was one of my students, and she was asking to be a TA and wanted me to be a reference for her. And I said, hey, what's going on? How's everything going? Did you ever think about being a youth advocate? And she said, no, not really, but that would be a great job because you helped me. I love the program. It was really beneficial. And she came to interview, did a great job, and she's been here for 4 years. She's had her same students since ninth grade, and there she has a huge graduation class this year. So I believe she has 30 seniors that will be walking across the stage soon. So I just think it's awesome to hear and see, like she said, the former students coming back. We have a few more that are still working here that just started maybe a year ago, but we're trying to get some more alumni in because they know the program, they know how it's helped them, and they know what our expectations are as a youth advocate, and they're doing a great job.
Well, for all you Hillside Work Scholarship Connection alumni that are listening to this podcast, if you have an interest in working with young people in the way that our youth advocates worked with you, come to Hillside, please. We have openings for youth advocates, and we'd love to have alumni back here working with the team and supporting our students. How about a couple other stories to share?
Yes. So again, I think it's great that with Hillside Work Scholarship Connection, our advocates are able to work with students for their whole time while they're in high school and some even middle school. Some of our advocates moved up when their students went to high school, so they actually had the same advocate for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So imagine that bond that you have. We have students who will come back and be guest speakers. So my team, we work at our Phoenix Student Center, and they work with students who come during after school for programming or during breaks. Right now, we have a great program going on at Phoenix Center where we have students who are coming over during their break with their advocates to have fun or to listen to speakers. So today we have a tie-dye room where they'll be decorating t-shirts. They also will be making slime. We have a vendor who came in to do 360 camera and has props and things like that that the kids can take pictures. We try to make sure that they know Phoenix is a safe space. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere where they can do homework. It's somewhere where they can learn and grow, get Regents prep. Also, we have tutors. I'm very proud that we have an OCC student who is here, Onondaga Community College student, who is coming over to work with our students doing math and science. We also have an SU student who's coming over and working with ELA and social studies.
Really is a community, folks. A community of caring adults bringing their talents and skills to the Phoenix Center here in Syracuse to support our students' careers and pathways to success. Nashua, what do you think? You got another story you'd like to talk about?
Let me see. I do think that, just a reminder to let everybody know that our students, they have a tough time, and we are there for them. I feel like when you're in this position as a youth advocate, you have to be passionate about working with young people. And sometimes they will tell you no. And it's okay to be told no, but when you're persistent and you're consistent, they will do whatever you need them to do. And they want to do it for you, but also for themselves. So what I can say is, Hillside Work Scholarship is unique because when you are able to have those students from seventh grade and watch them to graduate and walk across the stage and then still be able to check in on them when they're college students shows that we are there for the long run. It's not just, you know, you did great and now we're done. We built a lot of relationships with those students and they can still reach out to us for whether it's a reference or just to check in and see how we're doing, or we see you in the mall and you're telling me about your new family and you getting married and about things that are going on in your life. Like, that is the reward right there to see how they have grown after being in the program with us.
Well, it is amazing when you think about our caring staff, our committed youth advocates, our supervisors, our managers, and certainly everyone that's on the team here at Hillside Work Scholarship Connection. Folks, you can join as well. As I mentioned earlier, going to hillside.com and our career page, we are hiring for youth advocates here in Syracuse. Najwa would like to speak with you. You can go right to that page and you can get connected with her in the team and explore your passion if you're interested in working and helping to support children. Children are our future, and this program has just provided a tremendous amount of support for students since 1987, Hillside Work Scholarship Connection. Well, I'd like to thank both of my guests today, Najwa Dennis. She is the manager of core operations. Mariama McLean, the manager of core programming, thank you so very much. And a big thank you to your colleagues on the Hillside Work Scholarship Connection Syracuse Region team here at Hillside. You take care, all, and have a good day.